Jane Durrell has been a contributor to Around Cincinnati since 2007. And since that time, she's recorded over 300 interviews about the arts. Her most recent interview about the Cincinnati Art Museum's Terracotta Army airs May 13th on Around Cincinnati. Over the years, she's covered many local art galleries, like Art Beyond Boundaries and the Marta Hewitt Gallery, as well as the Freedom Center, CAC, and the Taft Museum. Jane's also shared some of her thoughts on various books, like the one about Charlie and Edie Harper. Jane, thanks for talking about yourself for a moment.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us about your interest in the arts and when it began.
Oh, it began early. I've always liked looking. I don't make art, but I look the way some people listen to music. Music's fine, it's all very nice, but I'm not a very good listener. But looking at things is of great interest to me.
Were you going to galleries? Did your parents encourage and enhance your interest in the arts?
Not particularly. To a degree, and I always loved museums. So the period of my life when I worked for an art museum, well, for more than one, actually, that was always fun to go to work.
Well, let's talk about your work at the Taft Museum and the Cincinnati Art Museum. When did you start working there, and what did you do?
Well, for both museums, I functioned in public relations. So what I was doing was writing about what was going on. But this meant that I got to look a lot at things and to think about them. So that was always great fun.
And when did you start writing? Was that something you did in school?
Well, I've always been a writer. I think that's my only talent. When I like thinking about things and expressing, you know, talking about them, putting stuff into words, that's my response. So I've been fortunate in that I like to look at art, and I have been able to look at art and write about it.
And you're currently writing for an online publication.
That's right, and that's been interesting because, you know, it's a little bit different from writing for print, and you kind of have to move with the times. So it just has a different tempo.
And how many exhibitions or art galleries do you visit maybe in a month?
Oh, it varies a lot. It would be hard for me to say. There might be a month when I only went to one or two, and another month when I was out all the time.
And what did you do after you left the PR departments of the Taft and the Cincinnati Art Museum?
I've always freelanced writing about art, and I did some of that while I was on the staffs of those museums, so I've had a hand in that as well.
And where did you publish?
In art magazines. I was the art critic for the Cincinnati Post for a period of years, and that was great fun. I really enjoyed that.
Were there any exhibitions that you covered during that time that you really enjoyed?
Oh, of course. Some of that's so long ago that it's hard to pull them up. There's nothing that rings out over the others. We lived for a period of time in Washington, D.C., and while we were there, our youngest child, went off to kindergarten, and I ran right down to the Smithsonian and said, I volunteer, and I have public relations background and so forth. And they said, oh, we have a museum that's going to be opening shortly. It's the National Museum of American Art, and we'll just put you in the public relations department there. So I went down a day or two a week, but that was very exciting. And of course, I learned a lot. The one thing about this is that I'm always learning, and that makes it interesting.
Speaking of learning, you're still taking classes.
I take classes at University of Cincinnati in the Learning and Retirement Division, just to kind of keep a hand in, I guess.
What kind of classes are you taking?
Oh, various things. I'm always interested in reading and literature, and sometimes there's something that's got an art element. So it just depends on what's out there.
Are you also an art collector?
Yeah, I don't have a sensational collection, but I have things that I like that I've picked up here and there.
And finally, how will you be celebrating your 92nd birthday in September?
Very quietly. I'm not talking that much about it.
Now, where's your family?
I have one daughter here in town, which is nice, and I have another daughter in Atlanta, and I have a son who lives in London, and he's been there for 30 years, probably, and I find having a son in London is a very nice thing to be.
So when you go to London or Atlanta to visit, do you make visits to any of the art museums there?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, what a wonderful life you're leading.
I think so myself.
Well, thanks for being part of the Around Cincinnati family, Jane.
Well, thank you. It's been a great pleasure for me.
We're lucky to have your experience and insights into the arts.